Si abong ako, subang alulusu, gulukri na walonyaga, sigwa sangana sukotame.
Thank you, Lord, that on this, the last day of this year, we may bow before you and worship you.
Siyakela ukuthi ube phakathi kwethu, khulume nathi, sibonga ugcinwa nguwena unyaka wonke.
We pray that you would be in our midst, that you would speak to us, and we thank you for having kept us. And bless us this morning through your word.
Amen.
Namhlanje
ngithanda ukukhuluma ngobuNkulunkulu bukaJesu.
Today I'd like to speak about the divinity of our Lord Jesus.
Ukhulu kweduke emhlabeni.
There is a great going astray and deception in the world.
Laphakathi eAfrika kuthiwa abanye bathu uJesu umlungu umsindisi wabelungu.
Here in Africa, there are those that say, well, Jesus is just the savior of the whites.
AmaSulumani athi uMohammed waba umprophet wokugcina.
And the Muslims say that Muhammad is the last prophet and therefore he is the truth. And they deny the divinity of Christ. And there are many religions, even here in Africa, that deny the divinity of Christ.
UJesu akasiyo uNkulunkulu, abanye bathi uye yedwa uNkulunkulu, uyisakekho, uyena onguyise.
Great is the deception in the world. There are many who totally deny the divinity of Christ, and then there are those who say, well, he alone is God. There is no Father. He is the Father.
Khona nabanye bathi bangakwaKristu basindisiwe, bathi uJesu waqala waba umuntu nje. Kwahamba ngenxa yokulalela wa kuze kube ukufa kwesiphambano wayiseba ke indodana kaNkulunkulu.
And there are those who call themselves Christians that say that Jesus was born as an ordinary human being and then through his obedience to God when he died on the cross he then became Christ.
Indaba isobala isobala bekungafanele kube khona noyedwa didekayo ngalento.
But the matter is crystal clear. No one should be confused about this.
Ngizofunda kumaHebheru isahluko sokuqala.
I'll read from Hebrews chapter 1.
Uma nisemakhaya nifundeke kuJohane isahluko sokuqala.
At home, you can also read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1.
Uzugcine evesini liga 18.
And read at least from verse 1 to verse 18.
Kujohane kuhambisana.
And that which John says goes together with this here in the book of Hebrews. And that's why I'm not going to read from John, I'll just read it here
in Hebrews.
But at home you can go and read from John 1 where it says in the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God and then it continues from there.
Empeleni bengizofunda kumaHebheru kusukela kuverse 1 kuze kube verse 14 kodwa ngeke siqede ngakho ke ngizothatha amaverse ambalwa nje ngiqale mhlambe.
I was going to read from verse 1 right up to verse 14 here in Hebrews chapter 1, but we won't be able to speak about all of that, so I'd just rather read a few verses here and there.
uNkulunkulu esekhulumile endulo kokhokho ngabaprofeti ngamathuba amaningi nangezindlela eziningi.
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways.
Ekugcineni kwale mihla ukhulume kithina ngendodana ayimise ibe indlalifa yakho konke owadala ngayo futhi izwe.
But in these last days he has spoken to us by his son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe.
Yena ethi ingu ukumenyezela kwenkazimulo yakhe ifuze yena uqobo iphasa konke ngezwi lamazwi ayo isiyenzile ukuhlanzwa kwezono yahlala ngakwesokunene somkhulu kweliphezulu.
The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.
Seyabankulu kunezingelozi njengalokhu igama eliyifa layo likhulu kunalezo.
So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs.
Indaba ke esikhuluma ngayo ile ubuNkulunkulu buka Jesu.
The matter about which we are speaking is the divinity of Jesus.
Kukhona umfundisi obezwa abafana abancane o 10 years bekhuluma abafana ababili.
A certain minister overheard two young 10-year-old boys speaking to one another. It was close to the day of Christmas.
Why said he lo kumngani wakhe? What hey, ngithole umfowethu omncane.
And the one said to the other one, I have received a small brother.
Futhi lengane inhle ibukeka kahle inenqola eyisimanga laphilele khona.
And he said, and this child is so beautiful and it also has got a wonderful pram in which it lies.
Futhi ngiyayithanda lengane esiyiphiweyo.
And he said, I love this child that we have been given. But there's something that confuses me. What amazes me is that on Christmas Day, the angels of heaven came down to sing and to praise God. But when this child was born, the angels didn't come down to sing. And he said, that confuses me. With this baby that we have been given, it being so beautiful, why did the angels not come to sing?
Why say tumngani wakho athi hawu kwangathi uyadideka phela uJesu ube nguNkulunkulu yikho kwehla uquqaba lwasezulwini lomculela enguNkulunkulu manje umfowenu lo akasiyena uNkulunkulu wathi hawu ngiyezwa ke sengiyezwa cha kuyangikhanyela ke.
And he said, no, you're confused. You see, when Jesus was born, Jesus is God. And that is why the angelic host came down to sing and to praise God because of that. But the baby that you have been given is not God, and that's why the angels didn't come. And he said, oh, now I understand. Now I think I understand. It's getting clear to me.
Kukhanye kubafundi kubelusi bakhulume baqule kugenxa kungubufakazi bokuthi lengane ayifani nezinye ingane lengane uNkulunkulu uqobo lwayo.
So the reason why the angelic host came down to praise God and to sing was because this child was not like any other child. He was God incarnated.
Akaze kwenzeke selokhu kwaba khona abantu emhlabeni ukuthi uma izelwe ingane kwehle ukuqaba ezulwini lokhuluma.
It's never happened in the history of mankind that when a child was born that the angelic host came down and spoke.
Lokho kungukufakaza ukuthi lengane ayifani nezinye ingane. Lengane inguNkulunkulu uqobo lwayo.
And that is testimony to the fact that this child was not like any other child that had ever been born, but he is God himself.
Ungafanele ukuthi badideke nabanye badideka banabantsundu bathi awu lengane yazalwa yaba mhlophe. Hayi, sifuna ingane emnyama.
Now some blacks say, no, when this child was born, it came as a white. We want a black savior.
Ngisaqala ukushumayela, bahlangana nenye indoda. Ngathi abanye basho kanjalo. Abanye bahlangana nomlungu, bathi siyaqala ngqa ukubonana nomlungu.
And when I started preaching, I met a certain man that said like that, and some said, well, when I went to them, it's the first time that they met with a white man.
What? Uma unonsundu ekutshela kanjalo, umtshela ukuthi ukhuluma inganekwane.
And he said, if another black man tells you that, tell that person that they are just telling a fairy tale.
Kuba zonke izingane zethu uma zizelwe.
Because he said, when our babies are born, they are all whites, they are all light in complexion.
And he
said, if somebody tells you that it's the first time that they now meet with a white man, when they speak to you, tell them no, it cannot be true, because all our babies, when they are born as whites.
Kusho ukuthi asinandaba ke akunamsebenzi lokho indaba enkulile uNkulunkulu lo ovele ezelwe nguMaria engumjuduka umjudikazi.
So all of that is of no concern to us. It doesn't mean anything. But what is important is that when Jesus was born from Mary, who was a Jewess, he came as God. He is God himself.
And
through him being born of Mary, he was also truly human.
Unkulunkulu wambatha inyama efana nenyama yakho.
God clothed himself in flesh that is like your and my flesh.
Manje ke itext lethu liqala ngokuthi uNkulunkulu esekhulumile endulo kokhokho ngabaprofeti ngamathuba maningi nangezindlela eziningi.
Our text starts like this. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways.
Unkulunkulu wakhuluma kubantu basendulo ngabaprofeti ngamathuba amaningi nangezindlela eziningi.
God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets it at many times and in many different ways.
ETestamente nelidala kusukela encwadini yokuqala kaMose Genesis kuze kufike kuMalachi kuMalachi ubekhuluma ngaba prophet.
In the Old Testament, right from the first book of Moses, which is Genesis, right till the last book, Malachi, God spoke through the prophets.
Uma ufunda, cisho akukaphansi kwamashumi amathathu ukuthi uNkulunkulu ekhuluma ngabaprofiti esibaziyo esiphethe inkulumo yaso.
It's no less than 30 times that God spoke directly through the prophets where we have his words.
Kanti bekhona nabanye abaprofeti bakhuluma kodwa inkulumo zabo azibhalwanga phansi.
And there were other prophets as well who spoke, but their words were not recorded.
Kodwa esibaziyo la esha bekho ngaphansi kwamashumi amathathu abaprofeti.
But what we have recorded in the Bible is that God spoke through no less than 30 prophets.
Ekhuluma kokhokho bethu endulondulwini ngezindlela eziningi ezahlukeneyo nangekhathi ezahlukene.
And so he spoke to our forefathers in many ways and at many times.
Uma uthathi Testament elidala.
If you take the Old Testament,
uzofika uNkulunkulu ephathisa abantu inkulumo yakhe. Hambani nikhulume kubantu, bakhulume baze bakubhale phansi.
You find where God entrusted his word to different people saying, go and proclaim to the people, which they would then do, and it was recorded.
Ayingendlela yodwa nangesikhathi sodwa. Ubekhuluma ngezikhathi ezahlukeneyo ekhuluma futhi ngezindlela eziningi.
Not only once and not only in one way, but at many times and in various ways.
Uma ufunda iTestamente elidala uzothola amabhuku amaningi.
If you go and read the Old Testament, you'll find many books.
Azifani.
They're not the same.
Uma ufuna ihlabelelo zizodwa zona.
If you read about the songs or psalms, that is one type of book.
Uma ufunda izaga sika Solomon, olunye uhlobo lwenkulumo.
And if you go and read the proverbs of Solomon, you'll find that's once again a different style of book.
Uma ufunda umprophet Isaiah, olunye uhlobo lokubhala.
And if you go and read the prophet Isaiah, once again, it's written differently.
Ufunde kuHezekile olunye enindlela. Ubekhuluma ngezindlela eziningi ezahlukeneyo.
And Ezekiel is different as well. So God spoke in various ways.
Ungafunda incwadi zikaSamuel. Ubhalwe ngenye indlela futhi.
You can go and read the books of Samuel and you'll find it's written in a different style.
Nomu Esra, Este, Nehemiah. Ileyo nendleyo. Ncwadi inendlela yayo. Kodwa nokho bekuNkulunkulu ekhuluma into eyodwa ngabo bonke. Kodwa ngezindlela ezahlukeneyo.
Ezra, Esther, Nehemiah, all those books are written in different styles. And yet you find that it's God proclaiming the same message through them, however, in different ways.
Nangamathuba amaningi.
And also at many times, opportunities.
Uma ufunda esgamos, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numeri, Deuteronomium. Kunendlela yayo.
And you can go and read the books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. All those books are different.
Kodwa, kuhuye lo uNkulunkulu okhuluma ngezindlela zakhe ezahlukeneyo zabantu.
But it is the same God proclaiming his message to people in different ways.
Omunye umprofeti ube indodana yenkosi.
One prophet was the son of a king.
Omunye ube umpristi.
Another was a priest.
Omunye ube malusi.
Another was a shepherd.
Omunye ube umuntu womphakathi nje.
Another was just a member of the public.
Kusho ukuthi lo vele ebukhosini ube khuluma ngolimi lobukhosi.
So the one from royalty spoke in a royal language.
Ongumpriest ube khuluma ngendlela yobupristi.
And the one who was a priest used the vocabulary used by priests.
Okhuluma ongumalusi ube khuluma njengomalusi.
And the one who was a shepherd used the language that was common to shepherds.
Ngiyabona ngendlela ezahlukeneyo.
So you see, those were all different ways.
Kodwa kunguNkulunkulu okhuluma ngabo bonke. UNkulunkulu ekhuluma ngomlomo womuntu.
But it was God speaking through all of them using the mouth of a human.
Ikho umpostoli la ebhala ukuthi endulo uNkulunkulu bekhuluma ngaba prophethi kokhokho kwethu ogokhokho kukhokho kokhokho bethu ngamathuba amaningi nangezindlela ezahlukeneyo ngoba abanye bashesha bafika abanye emva kweminyaka engamashumi amahlanu abanye emva kweminyaka eminingi.
And that's why here it says in Hebrews, in the past God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways, because they all appeared at different periods at different times. I hope that is clear to you.
Uma kuthiwa uNkulunkulu endulo wakhuluma kokhokho bethu ekhuluma ngezindlela ezahlukeneyo nangekhathi.
When it says that in the past God spoke to our forefathers and he spoke to them at many times and he spoke to them in many ways.
Bese qhubeke kuthwa kodwa kithina ngasekugcineni usekhuluma ngendodana yakhe.
And then it continues to say, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his son.
Yona leyo ayimisa ukuthi ibe indlalifa yakhe.
The very one whom he appointed heir of all things.
Futhi ngaye edala konke okudaliweyo.
And through whom he made the universe.
Nikubambeke lokho ukuthi eqaleni uNkulunkulu bekhuluma ngemlomo yabantu. Ngasekugcineni ke lakithina usekhuluma ngendodana yakhe.
Now grasp that in the beginning, in the past, God spoke through the mouth of man, but in these last days God has spoken through his very own son.
Indodana yakhe kuJesu uyakhuluma hayi ngomlomo womuntu, ukhuluma ngomlomo kaNkulunkulu.
So Jesus, his son, spoke to us not through a human mouth, the mouth of man, but through the mouth of God.
Kala, uNkulunkulu bekhuluma ngaba prophet ngomlomo womuntu. Manje ngaqhineni usekhuluma nathi ngomlomo kaNkulunkulu.
At the beginning, God spoke through the mouth of man, through the prophets, but in these last days he's speaking to us through the mouth of God.
Yena oyindlalifa yakhe kaNkulunkulu.
He who is the heir of God.
Yena ayidala konke okudaliweyo ngaye.
He through whom all things had been created.
Ekhuluma ngendodana yakhe yona mniniyo wezinto zonke.
He spoke through his son, who is the owner and the Lord of all things.
Gaye uNkulunkulu uyise wadala izulu nomhlaba konke okudaliweyo kwadalwa nguJesu.
Through him, the Father had created all things, heaven and earth. They were created through Jesus Christ.
Qinisele ingane yomfana ukuthi hey lapho kuzalwa umfowenu omncane akumangali ukuthi kungaculi ingelosi uquqaba lwezingelosi ngoba kuwumuntu nje ingane yabantu kodwa kuJesu ngokhisimuzi bekufanele ukuthi bacule ngoba bekuzelwe uNkulunkulu umdali wezulu nomhlaba nezinto zonke.
So I agree with that little 10-year-old boy that said to his friend, I'm not amazed that the angelic host didn't come down to sing at the birth of your baby brother, because he was just an ordinary human being. But at Christmas, when Christ was born, that was the birth of God himself, and that is why the angelic host came down to sing.
Zafika ziyobona lesi simanga, uNkulunkulu embethe inyama, efane nengane zabantu, kodwa uye umbusi wabo, uye umdali wabo, uye okukhona konke ngaye kugcinwe nguyena.
They came down to behold this amazing sight, God incarnate, God clothed in human flesh, he, their creator, their Lord, being born as a baby. He through whom all things have been created.
Bese kuthiwa evesini lesithathu yona ethi ingumenyezela kwenkazimulo yakhe.
And in verse 3 it says
ingumenyezela kwenkazimulo yakhe kusho ukuthi yena uJesu qobo lwakhe winkazimulo kaNkulunkulu.
It says the sun is the radiance of God's glory, there in verse 3. In other words, Jesus is God's glory himself. He is the exact representation of his being. Sustaining all things by his powerful word.
Uma ubuka uJesu, awubuki umuntu, ubuka uNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe.
If you see Jesus, you're not just seeing a man, you are seeing God himself.
Ubuka isimo nesimilo sikaNkulunkulu.
You see the being of God.
UJesu wathi kuPhilip, uPhilip ethi hawu sikhombise ubaba, wathi hawu Philip, sekuyisikhathi esingakanani ngiphakathi kwenu. Uthi usafuna ukubona ubaba, ufuna ukubona uNkulunkulu. Obona mina ubona uNkulunkulu.
One day Philip asked of Jesus and said, show us the Father. And Jesus responded, Philip, I've been for so long in your midst, and you still want to see the Father. He who has seen me has seen the Father.
What ubaba kimi, nami ngikuye.
He said, the Father is in me, and I in him.
Ubaba na nami simunye.
The Father and I are one.
Futhi lobu bunye, akusiyo into ayitshelekile noma ayiphiwe.
And this unity is not something that he has borrowed or has been just given.
Kodwa kukuye.
But it is in him.
Kuthwa yena uthwele konke. Lo mntwana uyothwele konke.
It says that this child sustains and carries all things.
Ngezwi layo elinamandla.
By
lengane encelibele lo muntu uthwele konke.
By his powerful word, this baby that suckled at a human breast, he is sustaining all things.
Uthwele ilanga.
He sustains the sun.
Twelinyanga.
The moon.
Twele izinkanyezi ezingangesihlabathi solwandle.
The stars in the heaven that number as many as the sand on the seashore.
Uyena ophethe konke othwele konke okhalima konke ukuba ilanga lingaphuma esipolweni saso nenyanga ingaphuma endleleni yayo nezinkanyezi zihambe ngendlela zayo.
He sustains all things and controls all things, that the sun keeps its course and the moon keeps its course and all the stars that they remain in their place.
Nokuthi akukho nokodwa okwaphuma esipolweni sayo esamiso yena.
And that nothing that has been placed there by him goes out of its track.
Kodwa kuyahlupha ukuthi abantu bangabaza bathi hawu uNkulunkulu uzokwazi ukungigcina na uma ngiye edilobheni, uma ngiye eSodom neGomora uzokwazi ukungigcina na, uma le ngane ikwazi ukuphatha sonke isibhakabhaka igcine konke, ingakugcina kakhulu kangakanani wena ukuba ungoni ungaqhezuki endleleni kaNkulunkulu.
And then there are those who are worried that say, but if I go to the city, will God be able to keep me there? When I go to Sodom and Gomorrah, will I be able to be kept from sin, that I won't fall into sin? If he can sustain the heavenly bodies, the sun, the moon, the stars, how much more will he not be able to sustain you?
Bekufanele ukuthi kwehle uqhuqaba ezulwini ukubona isimanga somuntu, isimanga sengane, isimanga somntwana. Lo mntwana esiphiwe nguyena isimanga yezimanga, akho lutho okufana nakho.
It is understandable that the angelic host came down to behold him. This child, unlike any other child that had ever been born, this amazing child that we have been given. For he is God himself.
Bese kuqhubeke kuthiwa yena, yena qobo lwakhe wa ba ukuhlanzwa kwezono zethu.
And then it continues to say that he had provided purification for sins.
Yena qobo lwakhe wasusa izono zethu, wahlenga izono zethu.
He took away our sin and redeemed us from our sin.
Akekho umuntu obekwazi ukususa izono zabanye abantu.
Nobody else was able to take away the sin of man.
Uyena yedwa okwazi ukwenza lokho, okuchaza kumfakazi ukuthi uyena onguNkulunkulu.
He alone was able to do that, which is still testimony to the fact that he is God.
ETestamenteni elidala umpriest omkhulu bekufanele ukuthi alethe umnikelo, awushise umnikelo ukuzosusa izono zabantu.
In the Old Testament, the priest had to bring sacrifices and burnt offerings to God to remove the sins of men.
Kodwa manje yena ususa izono zabantu, yena qobo lwakhe ngesidumbu sakhe.
But now he himself had provided purification for that sin through his very own body.
Lokho kungumfakazi bokuthi unguNkulunkulu yena qobo lwakhe, ngoba akekho omunye ongasusa izono.
And that is evidence to the fact that he is God himself, because no man can take away the sin of other men.
Wakwenza kanjani yena qobo lwakhe? Akalethanga umnikelo, akahlabanga imvu noma inkomo noma ijuba. Yena wakwenza qobo lwakhe ngesidumbu sakhe.
So how did he provide that purification? He didn't bring the sacrifice of a beast or a sheep or a dove, but he brought his own body.
Wakhokha iqala lethu elakho nelami ngegazi lakhe lalikuye lobuNkulunkulu.
He paid our debt through his very own blood, that divine blood.
Weza ngokulunga kwakhe wasebenza insindiso yethu ukuba ukulunga kwakhe akuthatha kubeke phezu kwethu.
He came in his righteousness and he provided salvation for us by imputing his righteousness to us.
Weza ngobungwele bukaNkulunkulu zikhala izingelozi amaserafu ngwele 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 weza nalobo bungwele wambathi inyama yomuntu efana nenyama yethu ukuba ubungwele bakhe akufake phezu kwethu akubeke phezu kwethu akufake kithina.
He came in his holiness, so much so that the seraphs cried out, "Holy, holy, holy." And in that holiness he came, and he clothed himself in human flesh, that in that way he can impart his holiness to us.
Uthi noma uSathane efike ethi uyakumangalela ngezono zakho, ahluleke uSathane, ajaphe ngoba uJesu enguNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe wasebenza wathwala izono zethu wazihlenga ngegazi lakhe wathatha ukulunga kwakhe ubungcwele bakhe wakufaka kithina wakubeka phezu kwethu ukuba uSathane angatholi iphuzo nelincane kithina.
So when Satan comes and accuses us, he's got no ground on which to stand, because Jesus himself, who is God himself, came in his holiness and he imparted his holiness and his righteousness to us, so that when the devil should try and accuse us, he doesn't find any ground on which to stand.
That
is why it says in Romans 8, there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ.
And
therefore, the greatest sinner in this world finds salvation and escapes through this child, Jesus Christ. Because he, through his very own body, removed our sin.
Athatha ukulunga kwakhe akubeke phezu kwethu.
He imputed his righteousness to us.
Ngokuhlupheka kwakhe okungcwele ukufa kwakhe okungenacala ehlushwa kwenxa yethu wadala ukusindiswa kwethu.
His holy passion, his innocent death, he's suffering for us by that he brought about our salvation.
Ay, njengom priestum tale testamente nel tala, eza umayzo shengi zono zabat, eza nesilwane, silhlatshwe sona, ukwenza ngomzimba wakhe.
Not like a prophet or a priest from the Old Testament who had to bring a sacrifice and bring those sacrifice of animals for sin. No, he provided that purification through his very own body.
Into eyadlula futhi leyo nto ayinaka umlungisisa umuntu. UJesu akafikanga ke nembuzi, akafikanga nemvu, akafikanga ngenkomo. Yena qobo lwakhe sidumbu sakhe wabo umnikelo.
I don't want to use names of different people or groups, because some people might be offended by that. But there are still some people that bring sacrifices and offerings to church. But here we find that Jesus didn't bring a sacrifice of an animal. He himself through his very own body, he became that sacrifice for our sin.
Nishupegile nina nsaleti mshachelo kombe nsize yona nizentatis pancha nisfage nasengalweni nitinyo sizwa igona ningaboni ningakondi indaba kaJesu Kristu.
Oh, troubled you are that still bring animal sacrifices and you put these skins around your wrists and you don't realize the mystery of Jesus Christ, because the blood of animals cannot bring about the justification of men.
Kodwa uJesu ngokuhlupheka kwakhe, ngiyakwazi ukuhlupheka kwakhe ukuthi wahlupheka kangakanani, wahlushwa kangakanani, washaywa kangakanani, elinyazwa waze wafa ebethelwe emthini ezangena ethuneni.
But Jesus, through his suffering, and you know how much he suffered for us, how he was chastised, how he had to die a painful death on the cross for us.
Wangena thuneni, wase idlulele sihogweni, wangena sihogweni, ukuthi abavezele ukunqoba kwakhe, ukuthi yena udala ukusindiswa.
And he was placed in a grave and then descended into hell to there go and proclaim his victory and that he has wrought the salvation of mankind. And then he arose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and went to sit on the right hand of the Father. Don't you see that this child is not like any other child, that he is God himself? He's not just like you and me. He is not human, he is God himself.
Kuze izitha zonke ziguqe amadolonke nezilimi zonke zivume ukuthi yena oyinkosi.
He is seated at the right hand of the Father from where he reigns until all his enemies are made to be his footstool and they have to come and bow down before him and every tongue proclaim and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Uma usekhaya ngathi funda kuJohane 1, funda nalencwadi Hebrews 1, uzofika ekugcineni uzofica lapho kuthiwa uJesu ungcono kunezingelosi.
I said when you go home, go and read John chapter 1. Also go and read the rest of Hebrews chapter 1, where you'll see that Jesus is made higher than the angels.
Ingelosi ezikhonzi zakhe ezinye ingelosi ezingamalanga bomlilo.
These angels, some of them are like flames of fire, but Jesus is made higher than them.
Lokho kukhomba ukuthi unguNkulunkulu yena, ngoba lezi ngelozi ezingamalanga bomlilo zikhothamela yena.
Which shows us that Jesus is divine, he is God, because these angels that are like flames of fire, they bow down before him. Now a person might say, how can I help somebody else? If there is somebody that denies the divinity of Christ, what answer can I give to that person? Well, just read your Bible. There are all the answers. Here you'll find it in Hebrews chapter 1 as well as in John chapter 1.
Utakwa namademoni. Ukuza khuluma inganekwane engaka.
I don't know how anybody can be confused as to the divinity of our Lord Jesus, because it puts it so plainly in these verses. How can somebody say he's just the ancestral spirit of the whites, or something else to that effect? That person is intoxicated either by alcohol or by demons.
Kusho kuthi uJesu unguNkulunkulu sikubona ngani futhi sengitshela ama point amaningi ngokubusa kwakhe kusukela phakade kuze kube phakade ngesihlalo sakhe sobukhosi esingadluli ukuthi uyu uNkulunkulu.
So Jesus is therefore God himself. How do we see that? I've already given you many points. We also see it through his eternal throne that will last forever and ever.
Efesini lesiphohlongo shiya kalumbili kuthiwa.
In verse 8 it says,
Kepha ngendodana uthi isihlalo sakho sobukhosi uNkulunkulu singesaphakade naphakade.
But about the Son, he says, your throne, O God, will last forever and ever.
Do you hear that? Yeah. God is speaking to Jesus. Saying your throne is from eternity to eternity, O God. God the Father calls God the Son, God.
Uthi wena uNkulunkulu isihlalo sakho singuna phakade. uNkulunkulu Baba ukhuluma nendodana embizwa ngokuthi uNkulunkulu.
Uyise ukhuluma noJesu athi isihlalo sakho saphakade. Ukhuluma kulomntwana isihlalo sakho saphakade uNkulunkulu. Uyise ubiza indodana ukuthi uNkulunkulu.
The Father calls the Son God.
Ungubani ke wena ukuze uphike ukuthi uJesu akasi inkosi. Kusho ukuthi awunabo ubuchophe ekhanda. USathane uphuphuthekisile.
So who are you then to deny the fact that Jesus is divine? Satan has blinded you.
Bese khona lapho verse 9. Uthandile ukulunga wazonda ububi. Galoko ke uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu wakho ukugcobile.
In verse 9, you have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions.
Angiboni simanga. Ngenxa yokuthi wathanda ukulunga wazonda ububi. uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu wakho ukugcobile. uNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe ubiza uJesu ngokuthi uNkulunkulu.
Do you see this amazing thing where it says that because he loved righteousness and hated wickedness, God has set God above all his companions, speaking to Jesus, calling him God.
Bekhona umJuda eThekwini enebhizinisi elikhulu. Besithenga izinto zokwakha ebusinessini lakhe. Sihleli sikhuluma. Athi nami ngiyumfundi kaJesu, kodwa ngikholwa ukuthi uJesu unguNkulunkulu. Awamaduda ayahlupha ngalokho.
There was a Jewish businessman in Durban that had a business that sold building materials which we often bought from him. And we spoke to him a few times. And he would say, well, I'm also a disciple of Jesus, you know, but I don't believe in his divinity. The Jews are troublesome for that.
He called himself a secret disciple of Jesus. There are many in Durban. Bathike uNkulunkulu bomntwana.
They deny the divinity of the child.
Bathungu Messiah. They
say he is the Messiah, and yet he is not God.
Hayi, angiyeke uma uqhubeka nendaba, uma ususekhaya, uhleli,
ufunde sonke isahluko sikhanya ba.
Well, let me end there, but when you get home, read the rest of the chapter as well. It is crystal clear.
Manje ngenkonzo zabasha ngathi uma ngithola ithuba ngizothinta kancane ngezazi zaseMpumalanga.
During the youth conference, I said that I will later speak a little bit about the wise men from the East.
Ukuthi kutholakala izincwadi zaseMpumalanga ezichaza ngokuzalwa kwenkosi.
As to the books that speak about of the East, that speak about the birth of Jesus.
Ngoba asazi ukuthi izazi zaqhamukaphi, zavelaphi, nani, kodwa yamangalisa le ndaba uma uyifunda.
Because the Bible doesn't explain to us the background of these wise men, exactly where they came from, but if you read these books, it's absolutely amazing.
Kutwa ngonyaka ka 24 ka Chao 1 inkosi eShayina.
It is said in the year of 24 of Chao 1, a king in China.
Ubeso hlangeni lwamakhosi yabakwa Chewu.
He was of the
dynasty of Chewu. Ngomhlaka 8 ngenyanga yesine kuthwa kwavela ukukhanya eningizimu nyaka ntshonalanga enqabeni yakhe.
On the 8th day of the 4th month, there was a bright light and that appeared in the southwest of where he lived. And it enlightened his palace.
Lenkosi yamangala yakhohlwa ukuthi kwenze njani ukuba kukhanye ukukhanya okungaka.
And this king was astounded. He was amazed at such a bright light.
Wabiza ihlakaniphi.
So he called his wise men.
Wathi ngani nina niyakwazi ukuchaza izinto ezinjalo.
His counselors, and he said, you are able to explain such things.
Nibone nokuzayo.
And you can also foresee the future.
Base bemkhombisa incwadi.
And then they showed him the books.
Lapho kubhalwe khona ngesimanga esizokwenzeka.
Where it foretold of an amazing event that was going to take place.
Ukuthi kuzovela ongcwele ngcwele.
That the Holy One would appear.
Futhi inkolo yakhe izohamba ihambe izifike eShayina, igcwale eShayina.
And that his kingdom would spread until it even reaches China.
And fill China. Inkosi yahlola yona qobo lwayo incwadi.
The king himself examined these books and verified it.
Why is it tall, Luguti?
And then he found.
Lesis profeto zisizo gcwaliseka ngesikhathi kubusa uChao Wang isikhathi sakhe.
That this prophecy would be fulfilled in the reign of King Chao Wang.
Wathokoza ngokuthokoza okukhulu.
And he was exceedingly joyful.
Wayesethuma ikhulu zakhe.
And then he sent his officials, his officers.
Utsayu. Utsinking. Nesihlakaniphi uwangtsuna.
And another wise man, Wang Tsung.
Namanya madoda ishumi nesihlanu baye entshonalanga ukuba bathole oqondene nalomntwana ozelweyo.
And 15 other men to go to the west as to inquire about the birth of this child.
Ake ngicabange uJesu wathi bazoqhamuka empumalanga nasentshonalanga.
Just consider that. Jesus said they'll come from the east and the west, but the children of the kingdom will be cast out.
Uma sebefikile, bamkhunga umntwana ngezipho.
And when they had arrived, they brought many gifts to this child.
Sipho sokuqala igolide.
The first gift was gold.
Esesibili amakha.
Incense.
Esesithathu inhlaka.
And thirdly, myrrh.
Uzumangala uma uyifunda lento ukuthi lezi hlakaniphi zasempumalanga zabamba imfihlakalo enkulu kangaka.
And one is amazed at how these wise men from the east could grasp hold of so great a mystery.
Igolide into yokuqala.
For gold symbolizes royalty, being a king.
Babona ukuthi inkosi le ezelweyo, inkosi wasebukhosini lo.
They realized the one who was born was a royal child. He was a king.
Bashaya khona inkosi yasezulwini, inkosi yamakhosi.
And they were correct in that because he is the King of Kings. And through them presenting him with gold, they were testifying to the fact that he was the King of Kings. And they brought him incense. What does incense symbolize?
Kukhomba ubuNkulunkulu. Ngokumnika makha babona ukuthi uNkulunkulu lo.
Incense symbolizes divinity. By presenting him with incense, they were acknowledging his divinity.
Baletha nenhlaka.
And they also presented him with myrrh.
Inhlaka ichaza ukuhlupheka.
Myrrh represents suffering.
Ngoba ukuza kukaJesu esikhundleni sokuthi umhlaba wonke uthokoze kwathokoza abasempumalanga. Kodwa light uHerod neJerusalema lonke bathokozanga. Ngokuza kwakhe kwavela ukuhlupheka kwachitheka igazi kwagobhozing igazi leyingane.
Because when Jesus was born, instead of the whole world rejoicing, even though those from the east rejoiced, but Herod and the whole of Jerusalem, they were disturbed, and blood was shed. The blood of many young baby boys was shed at that time.
Bamlethela inhlaka.
They brought him that myrrh.
Ukuzohlupheka.
That he would suffer.
Usukele ekuzalweni kwakho. Impilo yakho yonke kuze kube ukuphuma komphefumulo esiphambanweni wahlupheka lomntwana.
Saying and through that he would suffer right from his very birth throughout his life until his death on the cross that he would suffer.
Zabamba imfihlakalo izazi zasempumalanga. Wena uyakwazi ukubamba imfihlakalo.
These wise men from the east grasped that mystery. Are you able to grasp hold of mysteries?
UNkulunkulu ebambulela isimanga.
God revealing these amazing things to him about this child.
But siyakhothamela njengoNkulunkulu.
They said, we bow before you as God.
Sikhothamela ubukhosi bakho, ubuNkulunkulu bakho, nokuhlupheka kwakho.
We bow before you, we worship you as King of Kings, as God, as the one who would suffer.
Uma ngisezulwini nga ukutholakala ithuba, ngingathanda ukuthi ngixoxe nalamakho nalamadoda. Ngithi hey madoda, hey ngixoxeleni, ngibekeleni ubufakazi benu ngalomntwana.
When I get to heaven and I have the opportunity, I'd like to speak to these men. And I'd like to ask him and say, please relate to me about what you discovered and how you discovered about the mystery of this child. These men from the east, from so far away, from China, they had so much knowledge about this child. But what about you? You've got the Bible. You are preached to about every day. How much knowledge do you have of him? And perhaps you still even continue in your sin and you're lying and walking in darkness.
Uma uhlangana no Jesu Christ, uhlangana no Nkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe. Yena ongcwele ngcwele. Yena ongukhanya. Yena oliqiniso. Uma liye uNkulunkulu ekuwe. Ingani bekufanele ukuthi simbone uNkulunkulu nakuwe.
When you meet with Jesus Christ, you meet with God himself. He who is absolutely holy. He who is the light. He who is the truth. So if you meet with him, we ought to see some evidence of that in your life.
Hayi ukuthi ukholwe kodwa ukuthi uzube nombuzo ukuthi kodwa kanjani. Uma uhlangene nalomntwana, hlangene noNkulunkulu impilo yakhe yoba khanya yokukhanya ba. Uzukhanyisele bonke abangcwele ngekuhlale la kuhleli izoni khona. Ngekuhlangana nalabo abahlubuki. Abamhlubuka uJesu Kristu. Awuhlolisise ukuthi ubuNkulunkulu balomntwana uyabazi yini.
Your life wouldn't be crooked. It would be as straight as a die. There wouldn't be any questions hanging over your life. Your life will be as bright as the sun and it will enlighten all the others. Not that you find yourself comfortable amongst those who are sinners, keeping company with them, and those who are apostate, who've turned their backs on Jesus Christ. Just examine your life and see whether you truly acknowledge the divinity of this child.
Ilanga sahamba ngaleyo ndlela inyanga ngaleyo ndlela eyashiwa lomntwana kodwa wena 10 years 20 years usuyahlubuka usohamba indlela ushilo uhlukene nalomntwana.
They go another way after some time. They turn aside from the word of God, and however the sun and the moon, they keep their courses. But you, after 10 or 20 years, turn your back upon Jesus. How is that possible?
Abahlubuki. Babe kuwe. Na ube kubona. Hayi. Boyd. Tate wethu. Ngani. Musu kusikhohlisa. Penduka. Ungakakhala kadele esigogweni.
And you keep company with those who have fallen away. You find yourself amongst them. No, stop deceiving yourself and repent. Shall we bow our heads and pray? Lord Jesus, today you show us so clearly about your divinity.
When we, emkhombeni wenkomo.
When we see you lying in the manger and behold you there, we stand amazed. We say, oh God, is it possible that you as God would lie in such a lowly place?
Wena umdali umgcini umhlaba wonke ophethe konke ngesandla sakho sikubona unxele ibele lomuntu.
You the creator of heaven and earth, you who sustain the universe through a powerful word, that you would be prepared to suckle at a human breast.
Kodwa wakwenza lokho ngoba ufuna mina, ngoba ufuna thina bantu abayizoni ukuba usilethele ukusindiswa nentethelelo yezono usiguqule sibe ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, sibe abomndeni, sibe umndeni kaNkulunkulu.
But Lord Jesus, you did that because you sought me, you sought us, that you might bring us salvation, forgiveness of sin, and justification.
Asidingi umhlatshelo, kodwa wena qobo lwakho waba umhlatshelo wethu. Wena wadala ukusindiswa kwethu ngesidumbu sakho.
We now have no more need for any other sacrifice, for you yourself became that sacrifice for the redemption of our sin.
Ngawe siyasindiswa, ngawe siyangcweliswa, ngawe singabantwana bokukhanya.
Through you we are saved, sanctified, and become the children of light.
Amen.
Amen.